now tuned in to the Wake Up Great podcast. I'm your host, Joseph Anthony. What better way to start off your day than on a positive note? See, I'm a firm believer that the way you begin your day will have an effect on the outcome of your day in a major way. The Wake Up Great podcast is coming up next. Stay tuned. What's going on, family? Welcome back to the Wake Up Great podcast. The podcast that aims to uplift and inspire you to conquer the challenges of health, mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Joseph Anthony, and today we're going to delve into the power of resilience and the journey to mental well-being. So grab a seat, take a deep breath, and let's embark on this empowering conversation together. Let's face it, mi gente. Life can be a roller coaster of emotions, and our mental health often bears the brunt of that ride. But it's important to remember that struggles are a part of the human experience. They don't define us, but rather shape us into the resilient individuals we are meant to be. You know what's crazy now that I think about it? Growing up in Brooklyn, I've seen the craziest things in that era. Going to school around the harshest conditions, living in some of the harshest conditions, but rising above. It could have definitely taken a toll on my mental health. But what it did for me more so was give me perspective on life and how I viewed it, and how I knew I didn't want my life to be a certain way because of what I've seen as a kid, and how I wanted to overcome any of these obstacles that I was going through. So, though we go through hard situations, sometimes it gives us a perspective to help us rise above and become the greatest forms of ourselves. So, in the midst of life's storms, it's easy to feel overwhelmed, lost, and alone. But here's the truth. You're not alone. You are a warrior capable of weathering the fiercest of storms and emerging stronger on the other side. Your mental health journey is uniquely yours. And it's okay to embrace the highs and the lows that come with it. If it's okay, I'd love to share a powerful concept with you today. The concept of self-compassion. It's so easy to be hard on ourselves. I've done it a lot in my life. To criticize and judge every thought and feeling. But what if instead we offered ourselves the same kindness and understanding we would offer a friend in need? Self-compassion is not a sign of weakness. It's a testament to our strength and resilience. Remember, it's okay to ask for help. Seeking support is not a sign of defeat, but rather a courageous step towards healing. Whether it's reaching out to a friend, a therapist, or a support group, know that there is a power in sharing your journey with others. You are never alone in your struggles, and there is strength in unity. So as we navigate through the complexities of our minds, let's also remember the importance of self-care. Taking time for yourself is not selfish. It's a vital investment in your well-being, whether it's practicing mindfulness, engaging in activities that bring you joy, or simply taking a moment to breathe. Self-care is an act of self-love. And in closing, I want you to internalize this truth. You are resilient. You are worthy, and you are capable of rising above any challenge that comes your way. Embrace your journey, seek support when needed, and remember that your mental health matters. You are a beacon of strength, and your story is one of courage and hope. Thank you for joining us today on the Wake Up Great podcast. Remember, you're not alone, and your journey is worth celebrating. Until next time, stay strong. Stay kind to yourself and keep rising above. Hey guys, thank you for tuning into today's episode. If you like what you've heard, I'd love your feedback. Hit that rate, review, share, subscribe. You could even leave a voice message. I'm at anchor.fm/wakeupgreatpodcast and all listening platforms. I'll see you next week. Have a powerful one. Take care.